Listen.
Yeah.
John Peel.
Yes.
We have some clips.
Okay.
Right. Now, are you aware of what happened last time with John?
No.
Again, it's all my fault.
What happened?
Okay, now what happens is the jingle machine in the studio is set to Chris Moyles' jingles, right? So, occasionally, we don't switch them off.
Right.
So, therefore, another DJ comes in and goes, oh, Miles didn't switch his jingles off, has to press a few buttons, and then their jingles appear on the screen. Now, some DJs aren't aware of that system where you have to put your jingles on.
Yep.
So, whatever we've left in the jingle machine slots, right?
Yeah.
Are still there when John Peel goes on the air.
Okay.
And I think he had problems again last night. And
okay.
I think it's all our fault. For those of you who haven't heard this, this is what happened before. This is not from last night. This is like a classic from before, right?
Well, Thomso Design for another stirring programme. He doesn't hold back, does he? That's Cat on Form with the Cat Army on Southern Records, an LP called Structure and Fear. Sell the kids to the kids. And tonight we've got Flaming Lips at Glastonbury for you. And hello to Mr. and Mrs. Young. Thanks for the postcard. Here's one for you.
I don't believe he meant to play this, actually. Because we played it earlier, it was still in the jingle machine.
How long did he let it play for?
Sorry, what happened there? I don't know. What was that?
There's a ghost in the machine.
There is a... What was that?
The funniest thing about it is that that particular night, Peel was surrounded by numpties. There's a ghost in the machine. What? Help him out, will you? You idiot!
Oh, right, okay. See, where did it come from, though? It's not supposed to be on the turntable.
See,
the studio is spooked, isn't it?
So anyway, so then it carried on, and it happened again. Then the same night, and we were mortified when this happened.
Those are the Flaming Lips on their
own. Oh, no!
This has gone on long enough.
Oh, Mr. Peel, I'm sorry. John's walked
in. I've run further than I've run in years. Oh dear. I've made lots more mistakes since then, you know.
I did say last time.
You're slightly discomforted, aren't you?
Only because. I think that's our fault.
Well, it's my fault. See, the thing is that you don't use those turntables and stuff, and there's so much technology in here.
Yeah.
And if you're using all of it, you're bound to get some of it wrong. And those buttons there along on the
right
there. If they've been set in the wrong... If it's not all set back to neutral, isn't it, before you start.
I'm sorry.
I'm out of breath here. That's not your fault. No, it's
do you want to sit down?
No, it's okay. I never get up again. But anyway, I've heard you do that before, so I thought I'd come down and remonstrate with you.
Well, I'm sorry, but I believe it happened again last night.
It did, I'm afraid. Yes, exactly the same thing. And a number of other mistakes besides. But the point is that, you know, the people who listen... I mean, if you make mistakes, does anybody write in? Just, I pay a great deal of money...
No.
Yeah, for my BBC.
See, but I think it just shows just how human you are.
All too human at times.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. But God, you're in early, aren't you?
I've got a Radio 4 programme that I do on Wednesday afternoon.
Right, I'm the same.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got one of those as well.
Okay.
But John, obviously, you know, I'm a big admirer of yours, and it's
of course you are, Chris. I can tell.
And it's always a pleasure to see you. And any chance to get a bit of your voice on my show?
Okay.
We'll
start recording all of the mistakes. Leaving them in the studio.
And if it works the other way, if there's any time we screw up and you want to replay on your show, I don't think your listeners would particularly care. But you're more than welcome.
You'd be surprised. They're a very wide range. Group.
Okay.
That doesn't sound right either, does it? I'll leave you in peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Peel, the living legend. Do you want to give us Harry Kuehl back or not?
Hey, well, he's not done much in Amsterdam.
Sometimes I feel like I'm in Barcelona. See, anytime I hear this tune, I just start drifting away.